On a hot day in Baghdad, temperatures can reach to 120 degrees and beyond. To keep cool, NPR's Guy Raz visits the Al-Fakma ice cream parlor. The shop has remained open through wars and looting, Saddam Hussein's regime, and military occupation. Guy Raz sent us this audio postcard from the Ben & Jerry's of Iraq.
It's miserable outside, but an excuse for Hamid Barzood and his four daughters to step out of the house for an hour or so and head to Al-Fakma, or the Seal.
I come here because it's good, very good.
So good, in fact, that Saddam Hussein himself is rumored to have dispatched his heavies to bring back tubs of pistachio.
You know, the quality of ice cream of Al-Fakma is famous.
Haider Jabari has managed the roadside parlor along a busy thoroughfare in central Baghdad for its entire two-decade history. He says most customers come every single day when it's hot.
Quality is very good, and they prefer it.
The secret is the milk and sugar from dates. Everything else is imported.
This orange. This from France, and this color from Netherlands, and vanilla from France. Just sugar from Iraq and milk from Iraq.
Somehow, Fakma's owner, Kamel Duri, managed to sneak in the ingredients for years, despite wars and sanctions.
We use only high-quality products. We don't care about profits. We just care about the opinion of our customers. We want them to be satisfied.
Kamel Duri seems satisfied as well, as he licks on a cone packed with chocolate and orange ice cream.
My shop is not only famous in Iraq. People know this place in Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Turkey. Even foreigners know my shop.
As the temperature rises through the day, the lines grow longer, the machines churn and churn, and just as Kamel orders one of his workers to get some more milk, the power goes out.
Damn this electricity. It always goes out right when the shop gets busy.
And right about the time when the temperature hits its peak, so customer Saad Hakim decides to wait. It's worth it, he says. Besides, no one else in Baghdad serves the orange vanilla swirly soft serve.
There must be time for ice cream and for rest. But really, I don't think too much about ice cream these days. I'm thinking about staying alive.
And if he dies while eating his ice cream, Saad adds sardonically, at least it'll be with a smile. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.